Kesham Rabosai Tezdaf is Irvin Daf Nun Aleph. We are at the bottom of Nun Amabez with a quote from the Mishnah. Again, we talked yesterday about the part of the Mishnah that said that if a person is traveling and it's getting dark and Shabbos is coming, and he says, I want my Shabbos Shvisa to be under that tree, but he doesn't specify where. So that is, as the Mishnah says, Lo Amar Klum, and we spent yesterday talking about the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in terms of what exactly that means. So now we have the second part of that that statement in the Mishnah. Omar Shvi Sosi Bi Karo, if the person says that he wants his Shabbos residence to be in the trunk of the tree, meaning he specifies a place, so then Mahalak Mimakum Raglo Vadi Karo Alpayamamo, Umekaro Leveso Alpayamamo, Nimsa Mahalak Mishachashecha Dal Alpayamamo. Basically, long story short, that works. That he is Kona Shvisa, he gets the 2,000 Amos to the tree, he gets another 2,000 Amos to his house, and everything is good. So the Gemara starts here on an Aleph on Aleph at the top with a very important qualification that we have not mentioned up until this point. So Amarava Vahu Dechi Roidli Karo Mati. That's only if he rahit, if he runs to the tree, Mati, he would get there before Shabbos. Right? He needs to possibly have, he doesn't actually have to do this, but he has to be able to reach the tree before Shabbos hits. But if even that's too far, I mean, if he only has like 2 minutes, and even if he sprinted, he couldn't get there, so then that's not going to work. So Amar Leah Abaye, what Abaye says, 1 second. The Mishnah's case is where chashkalo, it's getting dark, implying that it's quickly, meaning the sun is setting on him, and that's why he has to do this whole thing. What do you mean he has to be able to get there? Obviously, the Mishnah's case is not where he can't get there, because it says it's getting dark. So Gemara says, Chashcha Leveso. No, the Mishnah really means that it's becoming dark and he won't reach his house in time for Shabbos. Avali Karo Shel Ilan Matzi Ozil, but he can get to the tree trunk, and that is an important qualifying factor. That's the only way you can set up a Shvisa on Shabbos, is if you could have theoretically gotten to the place where you want to be when Shabbos began. Igadamri, another way of saying this, Amarava Chashchalo. Right, if another people say that, Rava says, what does it mean when it got dark for him? Kimaski kali kali. It's only getting dark if he walks slowly. But, careful, right, Mati. But if he would move, if he'd get on his horse, and he would move it, he would start running, so that he would arrive. And therefore, the Mishnah is not a kasha against Rava's stipulation at all. Okay, fine. Rabbi and Rav Yosef Avka Ozli Beorcha. Rabbi and Rav Yosef were traveling together. Amalei Rabbi and Rav Yosef Tehei Shevisa Sanu Tusi Dikla Desovil Achua. Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, "Let our Shevisa be underneath this Dikla, this palm tree that is Sovil Achua, that is supporting its brother." And I guess it must have been some sort of where it was bent over and it was propping up another date palm. Okay. Fine. V'amrila, and some people say Tusi Dikla Deparik Mari Mikarga, and some people say no. They were looking at a palm tree that would be able, literally means to pay the taxes for its owner, but it basically means it was laden with fruit. It had so much fruit it would produce enough money for him to pay off his tax debt or whatever it is. Either way, they were saying, let's set up Shvisa underneath such and such type of tree. Amrlei, so Rav Yosef said back to Rabba, Lo Yadanale, I have no idea what tree you're talking about. So Amalei Samecholai. So Rabbi said, "Don't just rely on me." Right? The Tanya, like we learned yesterday, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, "Im Hayu Shnayim, if there are two people traveling, Echad Makir VeEchad Sheino Makir, one of them recognizes this place where they're going to set up their Shvisa, and one of them doesn't. Zeh Sheino Makir Moser Shvisa So the Makir, the person who doesn't know where he's going can rely on the guy who does. And Zeh Shemakir Omer Shvisa Sanu B'Makom Ploni." And the other guy can say, the guy who knows where he's going can say, okay, our Shvisa is going to be underneath such and such a tree, and that works. So basically, Rabbi told Rav Yosef to rely on him, and therefore that would work. Very funny, not funny, very strange, rather, Volohid, it's not really true that Lo Tana Lake Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi wasn't actually the author of that Brisa. We did have a Brisa that we quoted maybe yesterday, the day before, I forget already, I think it was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. But we didn't. Rabbi Yossi wasn't the author, and Rabbi Yossi actually was not the author. Rabbah just quoted that brisa, Ella ki hechidi lekabel b'nei mishum de Rabbi Yossi nimuk kod imo. Fascinating. He attributed that brisa to Rabbi Yossi because he wanted Rabbi Yossi to listen to him. But because Rabbi Yossi nimuk kod imo, Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. He always has his reasons. He always has his logic. But actually, Rabbi Yossi was not the author of that brisa. And that's a fascinating discussion that the Achronim talk about in terms of whether you're allowed to lie and attribute a statement of Chazal to a Gadol or to someone else. Okay, right, definitely Tzarechi, and definitely want to talk about over here, but a very interesting story over here with a fascinating kind of anecdote at the end. Okay, either way, Viter will definitely something to come back to. Says the Mishnah, now goes Viter. It says, Im eino makir o she'eino baki, if a person doesn't know where he is, or doesn't know, doesn't know about Hilchos Shabbos, so therefore he is Kona Shvisa, he gets 2,000 amos in any direction. So the Gemara finally, after talking about 2,000 amos for, I don't know, how many blot did we talk about, Tchum Shabbos, so Hani Alpaim Amah Heichon Ksivan, where do you get 2,000 amos from the Torah? Where do you get it from? Where do you get this reference? So Detanya learned in the Raisa, Shvu Ish Tachtov. Again, we quoted this Raisa before, that each person, right, the Pasuk said, but one person, when people went to get the man outside of the Tchum, so Moshe told them, stay where you are, Shvu Ish Tachtov, and that's where we use Tachtov for Dalet Amos, that we learned, jumped the gun a little bit, Elu Arba Amos. Right, that's where we learned Dalet Amos from, that a person has Dalet Amos if he's in the middle of nowhere. If he goes outside the Tchum, he gets his Dalet Amos. But Al Yetzi Ish Min Komo, don't let a person go out from his place. That's the second part of the Pasuk, B'yom HaShabbos. What is that? That's Elu Alpayim Amos. That's referring to 2,000 Amos. The Gemara says, Minolan, where do you get 2,000 Amos from? So the Gemara has a five-step Gzeir Shav. I'm not holding in all of Shas, but this is the first time I have ever encountered. But usually we have a Gzeir Shava one-to-one, or at least one-to-one-to-one, that either one step removed or two steps removed. This is going to be five steps removed. So fascinating Gzeir Shava. So again, Gzeir Shavas were passed down, so it's not like they're just making this stuff up, but it is very fascinating that it's so far. Either way, let's see. Amar of Chizda, Lamadnu, we learned the following. We learned the word Makom, Mimakom, and I'll read over the Psukim for you in a second. Makom, Minisa, Nisa, Minisa, right, meaning Makom to Makom, Makom to Nisa, Nisa to Nisa, Nisa, Migvul, Nisa to Gvul, Gvul, Migvul, and then you have a Gzeir Shava, Gvul, Gvul, and then Gvul to Chutz, and then Chutz to Chutz. And finally, we finally get to the chutz that will tell us 2,000 amos. Umadosem mi-chutz la'ir es paskedma alpayim ba'ama. Finally, we have the chutz that mentions alpayim ba'ama. By the way, that's the only, for the Balkores out there, that's the only place in the Torah where you have a karni para, and the upside down is snachta. But either way, we see the word chutz is alpayim ama. So therefore, when you get all the way from... what's it called? You start with Makom and you get down to Chutz, and you see here that Chutz is Alpayim Amma. Now the five psukim that we quote is, first of all, the first one we quoted is Al Yetzi Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. Okay, then we have V'Samtilecha Makom Asher Yonos Shama. That pasuk is by Ir Mikot. Again, nothing to do with anything really. Then the pasuk says V'Yem Yotzei Yotzei HaRotzeach. As Gvul Ha'ir Miklato Asher Yonos Shama, again, still within the realm of Ir Miklat, if the murderer Bishoge goes out of the Gvul, Umatzao So Goel Adam Chutz the Gvul Ir Miklato, and again, he finds him outside of the Gvul, outside of the border, and then Umadosem Chutz Le'ir Es Paskedma Alpayim Amah. That's not about Ir Miklat, that's talking about how much each of the Levite cities get outside of the city, right? The Levim got 42 cities in Eretz Yisrael. I guess it's also kind of sort of related to Ir Miklat because each Ir Levia was also in Ir Miklat. Either way, you get 2,000 amos outside the city. So that is how you get from Yetzi Ish Min Kol Yom HaShabbos to be 2,000 amos. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, one second, if you're telling me the chutzah, chutz to chutz, v'neilef mikir ha'ir v'chutzah elef ama. We have another pasuk that also talks about the cities of the Levim. Aside from the fact that they get 2,000 amos outside of the city, the inside, meaning the first 1,000 amos, needs to be open. has to be open, and the second can be planted with other stuff. So if you have the word chutz, right, you have the word v'chutza, elef amos, maybe you should say that that Tchum Shabbos is really only 1,000 amos. Because you have the word v'chutza, right? Well, let that be the gzeres shava. It's going to say, it's done in chutz mi'chutz, mean done in chutz mi'chutza. Well, you have the word chutz and chutz back to back. Right? Chutz is not chutzah. Those are different words. So we're going to learn the gzeres shava from chutz to chutz and not chutz to chutzah. The Gemara says, 1 second, umayt nafkamino. Why do you need the words to be the same by gzeres shava? This is a classic case quoted all over the place. Whenever you have a gzeres shava that's slightly different, and they say, oh, the words are not the same, so therefore it doesn't work. Basically, the case is like this, that by tzaras of a house, the din is that the Kohen comes to see it. Once he sees that, it's kind of like there's some tzaras, so they take out everything from the house, and we wait a week. And the Kohen comes back, and at the end of the week, if it hasn't spread, so then you wait another week, and the Kohen comes back again. And then both, so when the Kohen comes, and the Kohen comes back, so you have two different words. You have shav and ba. Both of them mean that the Kohen comes. And you have gzeres shava to teach me that you wait another week by both scenarios. Meaning at the end of the first week, you wait another week. And if it still hasn't spread at the end of the second week, you wait even another week. And then the Kohen comes back a third time. And at that point, if it's still there, then you destroy the house. But the gzeres shava is from shav and ba to teach me that the halacha is the same by both times the Kohen comes. Well, shav and ba, right, zui shiva, zui bia, right, those are two totally different words, yet we will have a gzeres shava to teach that the halacha is the same. So obviously we see that the words don't need to be the same. So why don't you learn chutz to chutzah? So the Gemara says, yeah, when do you have the words that are not the same, that they have a gzeres shava? That's hanimili heichad aleka midi damile. That's only when you don't have another option. You don't have another alternative. But heichad, aval heichad ika midi damile, right, but if you do have a word that's exactly the same, so then medamile alfina, then you choose the word that is exactly like the same. Therefore, we're going to have chutz and chutz, and not chutz to chutzah, and we will learn that the tchum is alpayim amah, is 2,000 amos. Okay. Now, we had said alpayim amah agulos. Again, we had quoted in the Mishnah, right? We had a machogas between Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, and the Chachamim, as terms of how you measure these alpayim amos. We had always said that you get 2,000 amos in every direction. That's not exactly true. That's the shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. The Chachamim say you get 2,000 amos north, east, south, and east, south, and west. Not sure why I did it that way, but I guess, okay, north, east, south, and west, yeah, whatever. Either way, got all four of them, right? But you also get the diagonals. So, meaning if you have a square of alpayim amos, of 2,000 amos, that is north, east, south, and west, you also get the diagonals, and that would give you even more than 2,000 amos. Okay, either way. So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, Manavshach. According to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, how does he hold that it's a circle that you get 2,000 amos from your point of Shvisa? Manavshach. Either way, I don't get it. E is the Gzeres Shava. So if he holds of this Gzeres Shava that we just listed, so Peos Ksivan. So the Pasuk talks about Peos. Peos, Peah literally means, if you know the halacha of Peah, is what does the farmer have to do? He has to leave the corner of his field for the poor people. So Peos, right, the corner of your head, you leave Peos behind your ear, etc., etc. So the Peah is a corner. So the corner, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk talks about corners, right? What's the Pasuk? Pas kidma alpayimama. Pass the corner, right? From the outside of the, quote unquote, the corner of the city. So apparently, right, you seem implying that there are corners here. So you're talking about a measurement that is square, not circular. But he less the gzeres shava. But if he doesn't hold the gzeres shava, then I'll buy him ama minale. So where does he get 2,000 amos from? I say, in my mom, if you're learning from 2,000 amos from the gzeres shava, so that seems to imply that it has to be a square shape. If you're not learning it, so, well, where do you get this 2,000 amos number? So the Olam, the Gemara says, the East Lake Zeresh Shava, really Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos does hold the Zeresh Shava. Fishani Hacha, but what's the difference over here? Right, what's the case over here? The Amar Krav, Zeh Yelahem, Migrushay Ha'arim. So the Pasuk says, right, specifically by the Aray Leviah, right, that this is for you, meaning ze yelachem laze atanosin peos v'atanosin peos l'shoshe Shabbos. Right, meaning that peos specifically, the square shape is specifically for the Ari Leviya, but it's not for any other halachos, including our situation over here where we learned shoshe Shabbos. Right, we learned the Tchum Shabbos. We're not going to use a square shape to measure the Tchum Shabbos. Okay, fine. So he has a special pasuk over there. V'rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do with that? So the Tani, Rav Chananya, Omer Rav Chananya says, Kazo yeh kol shose Shabbos. They use the word zeh to teach me the opposite, that kazeh, just like this, will be all of the halachos of Shabbos. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, so, well, if that's true, ha-ma'avir dal-ramash b'shishu rabim, enu chayiv ad sh-ma'avir hein v'achlosonan. Well, if you're telling me that it applies to all Hilchos Shabbos, so apparently, if someone's, when we talk about being ma'avir dal-ramash b'shishu rabim, so he's not going to be chayiv until you go dal-ramos plus the corner. Meaning, if that's what you're telling me, if you're telling me that the, you know, we have the peah, the corner, by each and every halacha of Shabbos, so then you're talking about dalat amos. Maver dalat amos is going to be usher and shusar rabim, but you know, again, you're going to mark off a square shape, so you're going to also get the corner, whatever the math is. Definitely, that math is beyond me, but whatever the diagonal is in a square shape. So if you're standing in makom X and X plus four amos in each direction, right, north, east, south, and west, but if you go diagonally, that's going to be the point when you're going to be chayiv for ma'avir dalat amos b'shishu rabim. Because we see over here, again, this concept of kazeh yihyu kol shomsei Shabbos, that the square shape should be for all Hilchos Shabbos, including right, other areas, not only Tchum Shabbos. Okay? Amar Rav Papa says, Badik lan Rava, Rava asked us when he was, I guess, you know, they had smicha tests or whatever, Badik, he checked us, he tested us with the following kasha. Amud b'rishus harabim, if you have an amud, a post, a pillar, a little kind of fire hydrant situation. Gavo ayud v'rochav dalet, it's 10 by 4. Again, another measurement that we saw on Shabbos, we've kind of just been glossing over. It's 10 by 4, 10 high and 4 wide, again, tfachim. Tzorech hein v'chlosen olo. Do you need to have them and the diagonal, meaning does it need to be a square shape or not, or can it even be a circle? Varmina lehim, we said to him, lav hani de Rav Chananya. Isn't this exactly what Rav Chananya taught, the Tanya Rav Chananya, Omer kazeh yu kol shosei Shabbos, that all measurements on Shabbos need to include the diagonal. And sure enough, over here, when you have a 10 by 4 area, right, only if the square is 4 by 4, but if it's a circle, let's say it would be 4 by 4, then that is not, in fact, big enough. Again, a 10 by 4 if a pillar in Rosh Hashanah would count as Rosh Hashanah. So it needs to be a 10 by 4 square, not a circle. That would not be big enough to be Rosh Hashanah in and of itself. Okay. Again, in Yonim that we haven't really talked about yet, but definitely important stuff, right? It definitely plays back when you learn those Gemaras again, right? With all the Shiurim, you have a new understanding of 10 by 4 and Maver Dalat Amos B'Shishu Rabim and Tchum Shabbos and all this stuff. And again, like one of my Rebbeim said, you have to really learn the next daf in Erevin to understand the previous daf. So this is definitely one of those cases where it kind of hits home a little bit. Okay. Vaita, another part of the Mishnah. V'zehu she'amru ha'ani ma'arev baraglav, amru Rabbi Meir, anu ein lanu, etc., etc., etc. So basically, we had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. If you look at the second part of the Mishnah, which I lost, hold on one second, it was on Memtes on the base. So if you look at, again, it's important to kind of flip back and kind of, because the Gemara is going to take out every single line of the Mishnah over here. Vizuj hisha amru, and this is what we said. Ha'ani ma'arev baraglav, an ani, a poor person, can make an eruv with his feet, literally meaning the place where he is. Amar anu ein lanu ela ani, and this only applies to an ani. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, echad ani ve'echad ashir, this applies to both a poor person and a rich person. And shalom, skip a little bit. Shalom, amru ma'arvim bepas el lahakel al ha'asher. Because the only institution of making eruv with bread is for rich people. Shalom, yetzevi arev baraglav. They shouldn't have to go out and kind of bring their person to the place where they want to have a shvisa. Rabbi Meir would say, no, the ikker institution of an eruv is with bread. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the ikker institution of a person is with his feet, but a bread was a kula. Okay, Right, according to Rabbi Meir, the feet was a kula. Yeah, but the bread is the ikar. All right, Amar of Nachman. Back to our Gemara, and then Aleph Amar Aleph at the bottom. Amar of Nachman. Rabbi Nachman said, "Machlokes b'makome." And the machlokes is when someone says, "Let me keep my shvisa here in my place, mikomi, in my place right now." Right? This is going to be my shvisa on Shabbos. So the Rabbi Meir says, "Ikar." Eruv bepas, right? The ikar eruv is, as we said before, is with a person's bread. And anihu dakilu rabbanan iluya, and a poor person, right? That we're makeil by a poor person, that the rabbanan was makeil that they, if they don't have so much bread, so they should be able to use their person, their place to set up a shvisa aval asher lo. But a rich person is not allowed to do this. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ikar eruv beregel. Right, the ikar eruv is by with a person's location. Echadani v'echad asher. Anybody can do this thing and say my eruv, my shvisa should be bimakomi, in my place. Aval makom ploni. But if a person wants to say, but if the case is different, where a person wants to say, I want my shvisa to be over there at makom XYZ, it's a divrei I call ani in ashalo. And everybody, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, both hold that they both hold that the ani is allowed to do that, but the poor, rich person is not. Vizu hi she'amru, and therefore, according to that understanding, when we started off and said, Zu hi she'amru, this is what we meant to say, Hani Marev Baraglov, right? Who's that talking about? That the poor person can use his location. That's Katani, that's Rabbi Meir. V'haya koi a'inu makir, and what's that going on? That's going on, a'inu makir, o'she'inu baki ba'alacha. That's going on the case in the Mishnah that talked about someone who didn't know where he was going. Velo amru marvin bas el lahakel man katani la. And the second part of the Mishnah, I probably should say this a little bit slower, but I guess we'll go back. Meaning, if you're telling me that the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is by a case where a person wants to say, my eruv is here in my place, so then the way the Mishnah reads is as follows. Zuhisha amru, this is what we meant to say, again, when we said, when the Mishnah said, the ani is able to be ma'ariv baraglav, that's Rabbi Meir, because again Rabbi Yehuda disputes that. V'ahaya koi, and what case is that going on? Again, that's going on the case of eno makar v'sheno baki ba'alacha, where a person doesn't know where he is and he wants to set up his location in his place b'mekomi. That's again, that's what we said the machlokes is. V'lo amru ma'ariv b'pas al hakel man katani la. And the second part of the Mishnah that said we only made a kula by bread to be makel, right? We said it to be makel on the rich person. Man katani la, whose shita is that? That's Rabbi Yehuda, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Again, that this is basically the original way we read the Mishnah that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing in terms of where a person wants to set up a shvisa in the place where he's standing. But Rav Chisda has a different way of understanding the machlokas. Rav Chisda Amar, he says, no, the machlokas in the Mishnah is b'makom ploni, where the person is trying to make a shvisa in a different place, in, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 amos down the road. The Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir holds ani in asher lo, that only a poor person is allowed to say, I want my shvisa to be 1,000 amos down there. Rabbi Yehuda Savar and Rabbi Yehuda holds Echad Ani v'Echad Asher. No, that both a poor and rich person is allowed to do that. Alval v'mikomi, but if a person is standing in his place and wants to say that his shvisa is here, then Divrei HaKol, everybody agrees that Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, that anyone is allowed to do that. Deikar Erev Berego. And that the Ikar Erev, because everybody, according to this understanding, according to Rav Chisda, that everybody agrees that the Ikar Erev is where a person is living. Right, a little bit more understandable that an Erev, a person's Kone Shvisa, in the place where he is. So according to this understanding, that everybody agrees that the Ikar Eruv is where a person's standing, it's just a machlokas as to whether you can make an Eruv 1,000 amos down the road, right? According to Rabbi Meir, a poor person, yes, a rich person, no. And Rabbi Yehuda says that anybody can do it. So therefore, the Mishnah reads like this, V'zu hisha amru, when the Mishnah had said, this is what we meant to say, that a poor person, Ha'ani ma'arev baraglav, that a poor person is able to be ma'arev with his feet, meaning with his place, with his wherever he's located. So that is mankatanila. Sorry, now I just lost the place. 1 second. That's Rabbi Meir Shita v'ahaya. And one, which case is that going? And which one is that? Which case is that going on? Aha, on this case, Mishababa Derech Vechoshka, on the first case in the Mishnah, when someone is the sun is setting for a person, and he doesn't know where, meaning he wants to set up his Shvisa down the road. Right, Rabbi Meir said that's Rabbi Meir's Shita, that only a poor person and not a rich person. What about the second part of the Mishnah? Velo Armar Ma'arvin Bepas El Lahakel, that we said the whole institution of making an Eruv with bread is to Me'akula, Man Katanila, who is that? So that's Divrei HaKol, that's according to everybody. Again, that's what we said, the Machlokas is not by that case at all. That's according to everyone. Okay. So we have two understandings just to explain why that's the Divrei HaKol. If you look at Rashi over here, Avlo Amri La Ariv Bepas, Demashma De Iker Ariv Ki Itkan Berego. Meaning, because that line implies that the Iker Ariv is Berego, is where a person's standing. Right? And that's what we just said. According to Rav Chisda's understanding of the Mishnah, everybody agrees that the Iker Ariv is Berego. Then the kasha is if you can make an Eruv where you're not standing, where you're not located. So when the Mishnah therefore went ahead and said that the whole institution of bread was a kula, so that is according to everybody, because the Ikar Eruv really, that implies that the Ikar Eruv is in a person's place. Okay, so again, we had two understandings of the Mishnah, one Rav Chisda, one Rav Nachman. Rav Chisda is saying that everybody, that the one we just read, I guess we'll read Rav Nachman's because we're about to have a brisa that proves him. So Rav Nachman, again, Rav Nachman had understood that the Machlokes is, just to flip back, in where a person's place. If you look at, again, Manalef at the bottom, if a person is trying to make an Eruv in his place, Rabbi Meir holds that the Iker Eruv is Bepas, and therefore to make an Eruv, to be Kona Shvisa in your Makom is only for a poor person, that's a Kula, but Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that anybody can make an Eruv where he's standing, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Iker Eruv is in a person's place, and the Pas is the whole institution of using bread is a kula. So the Tanya Kavasi Rav Nachman, and we have a brisa that agrees with this analysis of the Mishnah. Echad ani ve'echad asher ma'arvim v'pas, a poor person and a rich person can use bread. V'lo yatza asher chutz l'tchum, a rich person cannot go outside the tchum. V'yomer shvisas b'mkomi, and say let me have my shvisa in this place. L'vishalo amr marvin beregel el l'mishabah b'derech v'choshcha, because the only person who can make an eruv in his makom, right, in his place where he's located, is someone who's traveling and he's not going to reach home. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad ani ve'echad asher ma'arvim beregel, says no, anybody can make an eruv where they're located. V'yeitzei asher chutz l'tchum, and so a rich person can go outside the tchum. V'yomer teishvi sasi v'markomi v'zeo ikur sher eruv. Right, and a rich person can go out and say this is where my shvisa is. Right, because again, this parallels Rav Nachman's understanding that the machlokas is what the ikar of eruv is. According to Rabbi Meir, it's bread, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a person's location. V'yitzur chacham l'balabayis l'shloch eruvu b'yad avdor. Just parenthetically, the chachamim allowed a balabayis to send his eruv b'yad avdo b'yad bino b'yad shlucho b'shvilosh l'hakel alav. Right, he allowed him to send an eruv with a servant to make it easier for the balabayis. Okay. Fine, but again, this parallels the understanding of Rav Nachman. Am Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, "My sevanche base mamal uvanche base gurion ba'aroma." There was a scenario with people from base mamal and base gurion. Apparently, these people were in aroma. Hayu mechalken grogos v'tzimukin, and people were giving out dried figs and raisins. To poor people, because there was a famine, Rachman al Tzlan. And the people from villages of Shichin and Kfar Chananya would come to Aroma, and they would, that's where they would set up their tchum, right, at their location, at their place. And therefore, the Macharas Mashkim and Ubon, and then the next day they would come to get this stuff, meaning that apparently these poor people set up set up their eruv by themselves, right, with their location. But Rashi does point out over here that they weren't considered to be totally poor people because they had enough food at home. But okay, either way, meaning again, this is Rabbi Meir would have really wanted them to bring food. And this seems to prove Rabbi Yehuda because, again, they used their location to set up the Eruv for them to travel on Shabbos. Should we go? There's another one here. All right, we're going to call it here. We'll bring tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll bring another proof. The Vashi brings another proof for Rav Nachman's understanding of the Mishnah. But we'll call it here for now. Okay, yeah, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.